It's Energy FM. We're here talking to Cathy Mitchell this evening, and she was pulling a 15-kilogram tyre around the TT course, the wrong way around the course on Sunday. Why on earth was she doing that, you ask? Well, let's ask her now. Cathy, why were you doing that?
Well, I thought it would be a good idea because I'm going on an expedition to the very centre of the Arctic Ocean, to a place called the Northern Pole of Inaccessibility. It's defined as the furthest point from land in the very centre of the Arctic Ocean. And that will be covering 800 miles over 3 months, split into four legs. I plan to do 200 miles over 20 days, so doing 10 miles a day. So I'll be I'll be skiing for 10 to 16 hours a day. I was trying to find something that I could really use as a training day. I could raise awareness and funds for the expedition and also for my charity, Service Users Network. It's a local mental health charity, so it kind of served many purposes, and yeah, I think it succeeded.
Most people don't wake up in the morning and decide they're going to go to the middle of the North Pole. You know, where did your journey begin? How did it all start?
Well, I think I was inspired a few years ago by my late brother. He was very adventurous in his youth, and he would go snowboarding, kayaking, and lots of different things. And after that, I got to a certain point in my life. I dreamt about doing something like this, and always believed that I was capable of it, but wasn't quite sure that I was actually going to go through with anything like that. And I decided to start pursuing my dreams, really, and find out about the Ice Warrior Project, which is set up by a gentleman called Jim McNeil. He's got over 30 years polar exploration experience, and I started some training with him in January last year in Dartmoor. Did 10 days of winter skills training. I found out about the expedition, and from there onwards I was hooked.
So you say you do this over a few legs. When's the first one? When are you off on your travels?
So it begins on the 16th of February next year, and I plan to do one leg. It's a 3 month expedition covering 800 miles, and it's split into four legs, which will be covering 200 miles per leg, so 10 miles a day, and skiing for about 10 to 16 hours a day. So I don't know which leg I'm on yet. I've got some more training in January out in Svalbard in Norway, and I'll find out then which leg I'll be on.
And it's all for charity, like you say, so tell us a bit more about the charity. Who you're doing it for?
Okay, so I've chosen to raise funds for charity myself. I do have to raise a large amount of money in corporate sponsorship and through my own fundraising to be part of the expedition. But given that it's such a large expedition, I've decided to raise £5,000 for a local charity, Service Users Network. It's a local mental health charity. And so far, I've, thanks to the public and the success of the TT Tyre Pull and other events, I've just hit the £2,000 mark. So I'm going to continue to raise the rest of the money after the expedition for the charity as well.
And if people, you know, hearing this tonight, they want to give you some money and some sponsorship, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, the best thing is to visit my website, catmitchell.org, and you can find the links on there to donate directly to the charity, and you can also directly donate to help me reach my goal of being part of the expedition.
Those details as well will be on our website, energyfm.net. So, Cathy, all the very best for the future.
Thank you very much.